This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Gentlemen, Henry Davis is my next guest. He had a viral video. It was unbelievable how viral it went. We had stories all over the internet. It was played on Rush Limbaugh and other radio programs. Here is the video, in case you haven't seen it, that went mega ultra viral.
A stroke of a pen. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense how at the stroke of a pen, me, my buddies, all of us, we lost our jobs. I just bought this car. I had a 6-year payment plan on it. So I'm probably going to have to sell the car. And then, probably won't be able to make next month's mortgage.
Milwaukee.
Just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. How did Donald Trump? I know how. They took it. They didn't steal the election. When you steal something, that's when no one knows that you took it. But they outright, boldly went in and said, we're going to take this presidency from you. Screw the American people. Screw you, Donald Trump. Screw everybody. America last. And, oh, by the way, you guys are going to lose your job.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Henry Davis has had many viral videos, but this perhaps is his most viral ever. Now, I want to tell you something here. I had to debate in my mind what to do about this, because I've known Henry. We've been in contact before. We're both from St. Louis. And when I saw the video, I said, I didn't realize Henry worked at the oil companies and the pipelines. That must be a new thing. Maybe there's something up here. So I texted him. So here's the deal. It turns out Henry actually does not work on an oil pipeline, but there's a catch here. And so I had to go through all this in my head. It's a true story, the story Henry told, but it's not actually his story. So I'm saying, do I actually want to present this to the public so that the media can run with it? Because you know they're going to do this, folks, and they'll still do it even though I'm about to call them out on it. They're going to say, man in viral video claiming Biden ruined oil industry with stroke of a pen was lying and making it up. And so I sat back and I thought, do I want to give him that ammo, or do I want to just let the notion that it was Henry that lost the job go on? They fake news all the time. They do the fake news with Bubba Wallace. They do the fake Jussie Smollett. They do the fake Russian collusion. So it's like, do we just let this one go? But then I realized, by coming on air and telling the true story and then having them attack us, that actually gives us a bigger victory, because here's what I predict is going to happen, folks. They'll come out and they'll say, oh, Henry Davis is a liar. This didn't happen. But then there'll be 1,000 actual oil line workers that will come out and say, no, that is what happened. And so, Henry Davis, I got 90 seconds here. We're going to take a short break and then come back. But just talk about, I mean, this. You deleted the video because you didn't, because you made it kind of just as a representation of your friends, but you deleted it when you saw it went mega viral. But what has the response been like?
Well, first of all, I know you got 90 seconds, but I want to say thank you, Owen. We're from St. Louis, and we look after each other. This is my third time on your show. My reaction, the reaction, I mean, like you said, it's mega viral. But the reaction that I've been getting from this video is, Henry, I'm sorry you lost your job. I feel so bad for you. I'm praying for you and your family. And I'm like, well, all of that is true, but it wasn't my, I didn't lose a pipeline job. I lost a whole lot of jobs.
You actually got discriminated against. Yeah, you were discriminated against years ago for supporting Trump. You lost jobs just for wearing a Trump hat.
Yeah. In St. Louis, I mean, me being who I am and the popular figure that I am, when I walk into a job interview, oh, you nailed the job interview. Hey, God bless you. I can't wait to work with you. And then once they run my social media, they say, uh-oh, nope, he's a Trump supporter. job has been filled. We got your application on file, blah, blah, blah. But this particular video was from some guys that wanted me to come down and work for the pipeline back in the summertime. And the reason why I didn't go, because, of course, I couldn't afford to make the trip to Texas and move.
All right, let's pause it right there. Stuff. Henry Davis gives us the real story right here on The Alex Jones Show.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And Henry Davis is with us. The video went mega viral, even on Rush Limbaugh, another fellow St. Louisan, if you will, just down the river there in Cape Girardeau. But Henry is going to tell us the real story. Now, the truth is Henry has lost jobs because he wears Trump hats and he does viral videos for Trump. But those were in the past. The video that he did discussing the oil workers losing their jobs, he was actually representing friends of his that lost the jobs but don't have the platform he has. He has a lot of viral videos on Twitter, a lot of followers. So Henry, get into what made you make that video, what's going on with your friends and the oil pipeline, and then everything that's happened since this thing just went totally viral.
Well, let's understand. When they came, when I got the call, I was, you know, like, he was like, hey, man, you know, we're in the same position you're in now. That Biden, he screwed us, man. And the crazy part about it is they voted for Joe Biden. They voted for Joe Biden. So I was like, well, you know, you got screwed. And we prayed together. And we chopped it up for a minute. And they were like, man, could you please, man, do a video about how Biden screwed us over, man, and how he, you know, just took our lives away from us. He lied and said that he wasn't going to do fracking, and he did. And we kind of supported the SOB, you know, but he turned around and screwed us in the back. Can you do a video for us? I said, well, you know, man, I work for the people. Everything I do is most of the time, 95% of my messages are what people want to say but don't have the platform to say, whether it has to do with jobs, the economy, politics, you know, Trump, Obama, whatever. So I did the video, and it's almost verbatim. It's almost verbatim if you listen to it. That's why it's so convincing that a lot of people think that it was me, because I'm actually repeating what they were saying. And, you know, and he said, man, I'm just going to go have me a cold beer and, you know, go home and try to figure out how we're going to make it from now. And I was feeling sorry. You know what I'm saying? I felt their pain and, you know, their frustration behind all of it. But then it was that one little thing that was in the back of my mind saying, I told you so. I told you Joe Biden, you know, was gonna do it. But, you know, he said he wouldn't do it, and he made a promise that he wouldn't do it. I said, I told you he was going to do it. So that's what happened. Now, since then, again, it's mega viral. It's on Rush Limbaugh. It's on Newsmax. I'm on InfoWars with my main man, Owen. It's just everywhere. I've been getting tons and tons of messages and phone calls to do interviews. But the only problem that I have with it is I'm a real person. You know, I'm 100%. I don't play no games. I'm not a fake. I'm not a fraud. If I'm hurting and I need a couple dollars, I say, hey, Owen, man, can you send me a little gas money? So I don't have a problem with it. But I don't fake. I don't perpetrate and try to insinuate something that is not true. And I've been getting a lot of backlash from people saying, oh, you're just a liar, and you're just doing this for money. And I'm like, I didn't ask anybody for any money. I didn't even put my PayPal link up on the video. Oh, and you know, you're just a fraud, and shame on you for doing something like this. So 95% has been positive and great, you know, and a great response. People saying thank you for your voice. But it's just that 5% of those people that think that I was out to, I don't know, maybe scam people. I haven't made any money off of it. I probably got like what, $120 in PayPal donations, but I get that anyway. So it's not like that I got a fund set up or nothing like that. And if you when you made a very good point, Owen, you made an awesome point. Now that my video is out there and that my platform is out there, I can almost guarantee you that an actual person that lost their job is going to have the faith and the courage to come forward. Because you got to understand, a lot of these people voted for Joe Biden. A lot of them voted for Joe Biden.
Well, that's an amazing development that you're bringing up today, that your friends that you represent in that video actually did vote for Joe Biden.
And yes,
I do want to get back to that. But, you know, don't you think, I mean, because we've had a couple, but they're press conferences. You know, the press conferences where the oil workers come out and they say, yeah, we just had 1,000 men laid off. Yeah, I had to just fire 200 of my guys. We don't have the pipeline. But it's different. You know, that's the thing, is you are real. It's different when it has that real feel, not when it's like a scripted or like a press conference where you expect that, but when it's like just the individual or the group, the bottom line. And so I think that they will continue to say, oh, look, Henry Davis scammed people. He didn't scam anybody. You did a video. You deleted it when you realized that people thought it was your job. Yeah. And you said, hey, I want to correct the record, what you're doing today. But don't you think, though, I mean, I don't know if it'll be your friends, but don't, I mean, you must agree that people that voted for Joe Biden that have now lost their jobs, they're going to be making the videos next, and they won't be able to say it's fake.
Yeah. Watch this. I'm telling you, you can take it to the bank. It's going to happen. And then I can take credit for being the pioneer for that. And you know, we all like accolades, you know, we all like to be, you know, applauded and, you know, and pat on the back for what we do, you know, being public figures and all. But I'm starting to look at this as being a blessing, in a sense that somebody is going to have the courage to do it. Somebody is going to come out and finally give their story and show the real effects of them having to move or having to go to the food line. But these guys were making big bucks, man. These guys were bringing home, you know, $5,000 a week, $3,500 a week, take home pay. These guys were getting paid, and it's all gone at the stroke of a pen. And I was so hurt. I was so hurt. I didn't even think about the fact that people would think that, you know, it was actually something that I was trying to be a fraud or anything about. I just did it because I felt for it. And plus, a friend asked me to do it. And that's what I do. If you look at my page, if you look at my Twitter, if you look at my YouTube, you look at my Facebook, most of my videos are not really about me. I'm making fun of other people. Some of them, some of them are about me, but most of them are satire. You know, like today, I did a video where I'm having an abortion tomorrow because, you know, I got a real big stomach. So I did a video today. And I want to see how many people are going to come out and say, black man is having abortion, is having a baby. Wow. What is the world coming to?
That's actually so woke of you. That's so woke of you to have an abortion as a man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did a video today. Actually, because you know I got a real big stomach. There it is right there.
It's not from that Milwaukee's Beast.
No, it's some beef stew and turkey leg I just had a while ago. But that's the video right there. Now watch how many people will say, actually think, because people don't read. That's another thing I've noticed, you know, is by being this whole internet sensation, whatever you want to call it. A lot of people don't read. They don't look at the subliminal messages. They just take it for what it's worth. And then they'll come back and say, oh, you big fraud, you big this, you're just a liar. But I'm going to tell you one more thing, Owen. I'm going to tell you one more thing. Whenever I make a video, I've been doing it for 4 years. Whenever I made a video that goes viral or whatever about Donald Trump, I was the coon. I was the Sambo. I was the Uncle Ruckus. I was the Uncle Tom. I was the Stephen Fetch. I was the sellout. Almost every single video, I have made at least, I don't know, 6 videos. 2 of them have gone viral. This is the mega viral. Yeah, look at that stomach. This is the mega viral one. And I have not been called one coon. because what's happening is black folk are starting to realize my subliminal messages. I think they're starting to realize the point that I've been trying to stress it the whole time. Okay, yeah, I've been talking about Donald Trump, and here we go, let's go Trump. So now that Trump gone, I'm going to say let's go Biden, but I'm going to tell the truth on how he's for abortion, how he's for, you know, illegal immigrants, how he's for fracking, how, you know, how he's for higher taxes, you know. So I'm flipping the script on him, and I have not been called one coon.
Well, yeah, I mean, Joe Biden said you're not black unless you vote for him. So, I mean, I guess that's the dichotomy is, you know, you're all the negative things if you vote Trump and you're not black. But as soon as you support a Democrat, now your black card can be returned to you.
Yeah. Absolutely. I just don't understand the mentality. And again, my videos, the majority of my videos are the voices that people don't have. But the black community that is really excited about Joe Biden being in office, it makes absolutely no sense to me, because he's not going to do one thing to help the black community. Not, if anything, is going to hurt the black community. And when they talk about people of color and all of that, that's for the Venezuelans and all of these colored immigrants that are coming across the borders. They're the one that's going to get the
help. Henry Davis is with us. We're taking a break. I want to get the update from your friend on what he thinks about all this.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field, with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer in the chair. Henry Davis is still with us. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now, though. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to hear here on the Alex Jones Show, once Henry departs from us after this segment, from anybody who's involved in the Wall Street Bets subreddit, or anybody who has been riding the wave as part of Gamergate 2.0 with the GameStop, the AMC. So specifically from Redditors or retail investors riding this wave, Gamergate 2.0, Wall Street Bets subreddit. We open up the phone line specifically for you, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Again, retail investors riding the Gamergate 2.0 wave and the Wall Street Bets wave. That's coming up. But Henry Davis with us still. And so I wanted to get Henry to talk about what his friend is saying. Now, it's an incredible thing. We're getting this information from Henry today. Nobody else is getting this. Your friends that got their job ripped away from them at the stroke of the pen, as you say in the video, they were Biden voters. They were Biden voters. Now, obviously, they're aware that you made that video, and I'm sure how viral it went. What are they saying to you now in the aftermath of all of this?
I haven't had a personal conversation one-on-one with them because they're just blown away by it. But I did get a text message saying, awesome job. God bless you. Thank you for giving us a voice, and we're just so embarrassed. They're embarrassed. And I'm like, dude. So I text them back. I'm like, dude, why don't you do a video with me? Let's, you know, like kind of like Skype each other or something. And, you know, because I need to really kind of like almost kind of clear my name a little bit here, you know. But, you know, I'm a rebel, but I don't want to become across as being a fake. He's like, dude, you couldn't over my dead body. He said, I would never go public like that because, you know, he's embarrassed about it. It's an embarrassment. It's like when on Price is Right, when you get the wrong price and they go, boo, 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 boo. Yeah, you just knew the price was right. And now, you know, you have nothing. You have nothing at the stroke of a pen. So, maybe, you know, later or something, but he'll probably reach out. They'll reach out to me and have the confidence to do it. But for right now, they're just really kind of thanking me and, you know, sent me a few bucks on my PayPal. Appreciate you, Henry. We love you for doing that for us. And we really, really wish we could get our vote back and screw Biden, wow. You know, type.
Yeah. They said that? They wish they could take their vote back.
They wish. We wish we'd had it. Well, I can't say what they actually said. They said, we wish we never voted for the MF, and we wish we can take our GD vote back. You know.
Well, yeah, I think they get the message. You know, and Henry, I saw there was a story in the Western Journal. It said, and your friends are lumped into this. I don't know if they were part of the study, but 17% of Biden voters already have voters remorse. 17%. Yeah. Now, if you took away 17% of the fake vote for Biden, it was fake. He didn't get 80 million votes. But let's say You take away 17% of the fake 80 million, well, Trump already wins. So to me, I mean, the voters' remorse for Biden is already so much that he's already a dead duck president. He's already lost any support he had.
I mean, he couldn't even find a pen. He couldn't find the jacket pocket for his pen. he couldn't find, and he's reading off of what they call them?
The note cards. Yeah, he's got note cards now.
He's got no cards, dude. The dude that signed what? And now don't fact check me on for all you fact checkers. What? 35, 38 executive orders in the first what week? This is insane. This is insane what this man is doing. And I really do believe it's Obama two. It's Obama part two. And I think it's all to get back at former President Donald Trump. But I'm excited. I'm excited to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm excited to keep putting the backlash out there and the pushback out there in a satire, funny, serious, informational, inspirational way with this dude. But it is absolutely insane how a lot of people that voted for this man is really, really, really regretting that they did. Even the dead people regretting it.
Well, you said it to your friends. I mean, you know, that they were going to regret it. And by the way, folks, Henry didn't even ask to promote for us to bring up his PayPal. But folks, he really does do a lot for the community in St. Louis. And he's literally been fired for jobs just because he wears a Trump hat around the neighborhood. He took a lot of courage to do that. So, guys, if you want to flash his PayPal up, so if people want to support him and his community outreach there in St. Louis. But I'm curious about what you're doing now. I mean, because the people that would come after you in the community, I mean, folks, he would be threatened, too. The people that would come after you in the community for wearing the Trump hat, I mean, what are they saying now?
Damn, I love you, Owen. You asked the awesome questions. This is the thing about me. Because I built playgrounds here in the black community, because I volunteered for the food pantry, because I stand out in the cold weather and pass out food to needing families, because I helped tear down over 400 vacant buildings with the St. Louis Blight Authority with Bill Pulte, because we gave free land, vacant lots, to homeowners in the community, because I pull up to a gas station and if I only have $5, somebody's out there and they say, hey man, can you, you know, you got a dollar, I give them my $5 and I put some of this stuff on camera so people that can see. Because I do this stuff, I never lost my hood card. I can walk around anywhere in this city with my Donald Trump on, make America great again. People say, what's up, Henry? Go Trump. You know, and they can't stand Donald Trump, but they love me. Why? Because I've always been true to myself. I've always been true to my community. I never sold out my hood, and that's why I'm still in the hood. If I was one of those people that would have just said, well, you know, I'm going to ride with Donald Trump, you know, let's just go ahead and forget the black community, all the offers I had, to say, hey, Henry, your community is a lost cause. If you just come over to this side with us, you can be a lot more successful in getting your message across and be this. I said, no, man. I said, because when this all is said and done, I got to walk these streets. I got to walk around the streets of St. Louis with my Trump hat on, with my Trump jacket on. I got to walk around like that. And there's not one person. In the beginning, I used to have death threats, dead raccoons on my porch, dead possums. People used to vandalize my car and stuff like that. But this was like in the first few months of Trump's presidency. But then once people started seeing me on the television here and seeing what I was doing in the community and see how I don't care if I'm down and out or sleeping in my car or in a shelter or whatever the case may be, I'm still about helping people, because the Conservative Urban Project is to help the addicted, the afflicted, the distraught youth, single moms, single dads, and our veterans. And that's what I'm doing with the CUP, the Conservative Urban Project. That's what I'm doing with it. I'm a conservative,
you know,
in the urban community, and it's a project to do what I'm doing.
Well, we've only got 30 seconds left here, and we talked about the main subject, but let's get you back on the War Room next week to actually talk about what you're doing there. And, you know, people need to know here, you know, St. Louis doesn't get enough credit, and you know, it's a downtrodden city, there's no doubt. But, boy, we make them tough, don't we, Henry? We make them tough.
Yes. Yes, sir. Every Thursday, I'm giving out food up here at Goodfellow. I mean, on Natural Bridge and Kenilworth. I'm giving out, helping to give out food with the mayor of Pine Lodge. Well, not every Thursday, but every other Thursday.
Well, that's good. Volunteers getting involved too. That's a nice change.
The mayor of Pine Lodge.
Was just a joke. Henry, God love you. We'll speak again soon.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. We've got people who are involved right now in Wall Street bets and the Gamergate 2.0 Reddit phenomenon. We're going to be going to them shortly. Reminder, ladies and gentlemen, last 2 days for the January super sale at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Big discounts on supplements like Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, Pure Turmeric Extract, Survival Shield X2, toothpaste, pollen block. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget, I think it's $100 off right now. I was plugging the Alexa Pure Breeze. I love it so much. I have three in my house. I was plugging the Alexa Pure Breeze, and I forgot to mention, I think it's $100 off right now. Guys, pull up the Alexa Pure Breeze so I can be accurate. But there's a big discount on the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, the best on the market. And as I said, I have three in my house. In fact, when there was a big pollen mold season here in Texas about 2-3 weeks ago, and normally I get allergies maybe once or so a year, and we were out of pollen block at the time, but it was really creeping up on me in my sleep. I'm not even kidding you. I put my three Alexa Pure Breezes surrounded my bed. I'm not even kidding you. I did this, and I actually didn't have the stuffy nose all that night. So that's kind of crazy. So it's actually $130 off right now, the Alexa Pure Breeze. I mean, folks, this is basically, I mean, we're selling this thing almost at cost. We're just trying to move product and stay on air. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter at InfoWarsStore.com. The hats, the t-shirts, the supplements, the survival gear, the water filters, the emergency food supplies. Huge, huge selection at InfoWarsStore.com. But 2 days left on the big discounts for the January 2021 mega sale. Well, we requested for Redditors on Wall Street Bets or people who are riding the Gamergate 2.0 wave on the stock market today to call in. And so we've got them on the line now. And so we go to Nick in Michigan. He's on Wall Street Bets subreddit. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Great. What do you want to talk about with Wall Street Bets? There's so much to this that we can discuss. What we're doing to the shorts, what are we doing to Robinhood, what are we doing to our look at the future here, so whatever you want to talk about.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not in the stock market, and I do financial advice, and so you are the expert today.
Great. So for those of you who don't know what Wall Street Bets is, essentially it's gained a lot of traction recently, but back when it was founded, it was basically a bunch of college students doing degenerate option trading, so they'll gamble on the stock market. And as the coronavirus pandemic occurred, we had more people getting money due to the stimulus checks, and they basically YOLO'd it is the term that they use.
You only live once. That was an old saying. I guess it's back.
Yes, exactly. And that's a very popular term that we use in the Wall Street Bets with many other quite comical terms. But essentially, that's what started this whole GameStop thing, is a user named Deep F Value, you'll load a lot of money onto GameStop about in 2019, and now we see where we're at today, where it's at $340 around there. $284. But
And that would even be higher, correct, if they didn't rig the market and Robinhood didn't shut down the trades?
Absolutely, and you teed me up perfectly for this. So essentially what we're doing now is, and this is not financial advice by any means, but if you want, what we're doing and what most people in America and around the world are doing right now are buying these stocks that Robinhood, Webull, and many other trading platforms blocked us from trading yesterday just to get the final say in. So as you saw today, I mean, the volume is up massively on AMC, GME, all these stocks that were blocked yesterday from us being able to trade on. So this is essentially a big screw you to Wall Street and to other capital firms such as Belvin Capital, Citron, et cetera. So essentially that's what we're playing along here. And also I'd like to note, there you go, just up on screen, Google deletes nearly 100K negative reviews. That was the next topic that I was going to get into. We see this with Joe Biden as well, as you touched on earlier in the show today, where they're removing negative comments and dislikes on YouTube channel. We're really seeing here is a full collusion, and this is a great moment in American history because we have unified the left and the right wing moderate. And I believe that this is extremely important moving forward. So what started off as a joke as a bunch of 20-year-olds, YOLOing, again, I bring that term in, option trading has really been a foundation, getting stepping stone for us us to come together and unify.
Well, in such an organic way of like Robin Hood, taking from the corrupt rich and giving to the poor, completely legally and lawfully, a redistribution of wealth in an organic fashion. I mean, it's genius in so many ways, and that's why they're so panicked over it. That's why, and as you said, the collusion of big tech now with Wall Street and the censorship has been totally blown out of the water. And now the Democrats who are anti-Wall Street are saying, oh, the poor hedge fund managers like Elizabeth Warren. I wonder how long it's going to be before AOC sells out to Wall Street, because she's got two choices. She can either stay true to her guns and go up against Wall Street, or she's going to have to sell out to Wall Street. And I think we're going to find out real quick how that goes. Nick, thank you so much for that excellent call. Let's go to Mike in Missouri, also on the Wall Street Bets Reddit. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I actually follow some of the stuff on Twitter. And what I basically seen unfold was, somebody uncovered that the Melvin Capital Group was shorting, basically naked shorting, 136% of the total supply of the stock. And that's what initially caused all these people to rush into the GameStop stock that this Melvin Capital was shorting. And, basically had to step in and stop it for that reason. And I mean, this is just my own opinion, but I almost see this as the Lehman Brothers moment 2.0, where they just stopped it. And we're seeing, like, in this middle of, like, time where they're basically about to flip the switch into something else. I don't really know what, but I just feel like this is so, so, so much bigger than everybody really thinks or really.
Oh, no.
Realize.
Let me just. Oh, you're 100% right. In fact, I have a Subscribestar account where I'll do some nighttime updates and posts and stuff on my Subscribestar. And I did a post last night exactly what you're talking about, how this is much bigger than just what we're seeing right now. Because, first of all, just as more general, drawing back from this, look at what they did. On election night, what was happening? Trump was winning. What'd they do? They said, stop counting! Stop the count. Trump is winning. We can't have this. This is not what we want. So they stopped counting, and they brought in their illegal votes and stole it for Biden. What happened when the Hunter Biden laptop was going viral? They said, stop. Stop Twitter. Stop social media. Stop the New York Post. Ban it. Stop it. So it's the same dynamic now where the billionaire hedge fund managers are doing what they always do, trying to short a stock, destroy a brick-and-mortar store, enrich themselves, take advantage of the plebs, the retail investors. But then, the retail investors threw a curveball their way, beat them at their own game. So what did they say? They said, stop! They said, stop! We can't have the trading. We can't have the billionaire hedge fund managers lose all their money. No, we can't have this. And so it's all been totally exposed. The whole world sees it. And now you're going to have politicians, but the pressure is going to be on the Democrat Party here. Politicians who are either going to have to step up and do something about this or let it happen, and then we'll know who they really are. We'll know who really owns them. And when you have Peter Strzok's wife on the Security and Exchange Commission, don't expect them to do anything. And then where was Psaki's husband, or what was it? What was it, Psaki's deal? What? Where is Psaki's brother? At Citadel? Mike, 30 seconds, final comments.
Yeah, so what's interesting about that, where you're really bringing it full circle, is that after they shut down being able to trade with GameStop, they actually went on to run AMC stock. AMC stock is tied to Silver Lake. Silver Lake was the former owner of SolarWinds, dumped their stock right before the hack. This is
bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a problem.
product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Has no clothes, as the saying goes. Ladies and gentlemen, the awakening is on. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be ugly. But it's inevitable at this point. The fake pandemic, the masks, the vaccines, it's just blowing up in their face. The fake election of Biden, the rigged vote, and now Biden just selling everybody out that he said he would have their backs. I mean, it's just totally exposed. And now, unifying all of it is the Wall Street bets exposure of the rigged stock market, which we all knew was rigged, but now people can see it in practice. And so we're continuing to take calls. By the way, Alex Jones coming up in the next hour. And then, of course, a big war room today, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. It's all at band.video, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Back to the phone lines. Reagan calling in from Alabama. is on the Reddit boards there doing the trading. Regan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
All right. How you doing, Owen?
Doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So I originally hopped on this trend about a few days ago, and I've been keeping close tabs on this for pretty much every single day now that I've joined. And there's just a few interesting things I've seen so far. For example, Robinhood staff is apparently upset about what they're doing. So you know what they're doing? They're just giving them $40 DoorDash gift cards.
Wait. So you're saying that inside the company there's some backlash and they're silencing them with dinner?
Yes.
Wow. Yep. That's not going to go well.
Yeah, but the Reddit itself is amazing. It's an absolutely amazing experience. There's a whole lot of community. It's grown from like 1.7 million followers to 6.2 million today. At this moment, it's amazing. There's just a lot of news going around. Everyone's sharing what they're finding. It's an amazing experience, man.
Yeah, and I bet the same people at Robinhood probably invested in DoorDash right before those gift cards came out magically. But, you know, here's the other thing, too, that's going to be coming up about this. You're going to see people, and I think it's going to start coming to fruition probably next week, but you're already seeing it. They're mad that people are making money. They're mad that people are getting rich, and it's not the billionaires. I mean, you see them, they're like crying on MSNBC and stuff about it. Elizabeth Warren saying, oh, this is devastating. I mean, I see these young people. I see these people on the message boards. I see people making $50,000, $100,000 on trades in a week. I'm like, man, that's awesome. That's organic redistribution of wealth without the government. That's beating the bad guy at his own game. I don't get jealous of these people, but that jealousy of these people that did this smart move is going to start showing in members of the media and in our Congress. I guarantee you that starts showing soon.
Oh, yeah. It's okay when they rig the market, but, you know, when a little guy starts to get a piece of the pie, you know, that's not acceptable. We gotta change some things so that doesn't happen again.
And they wish they were as smart as these people on Reddit. They wish they were as smart as Wall Street Bets. They wish they were as smart as the Gamergate 2.0 crowd, because they just want to do it all with the government. Oh, we need government this, we need government that, we need more power. The Redditors, the Gamergate people, all of them did it without a single anything from the government or any government intervention. It's the true free market being exercised, and it shows you when you win in the free market, then they rig it and they stop it.
Yep, exactly.
Unbelievable, Regan. Well, I wish you the best in your financial pursuits. I hope you're one of the big victors. Thank you for calling. Tyler in Texas, he's been in on the trading as well. Tyler, thank you for joining us. What would you like to say about what you're experiencing, Tyler?
I just wanted to say I feel like it's kind of great that it's bringing people together and uniting against the ruling class that, you know, like you said, they're pissed off that Joe Schmo is able to make some money and they're losing billions. Someone said the other day, buying GME feels like voting for Trump.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're going to see as soon as they realize, and I almost don't want to say this, but I'll be the one that said it. As soon as they realize that most of these people that are doing this are Trump supporters, they're going to panic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, CNN's already saying, oh, the white supremacists are...
Yep. Think about that. These are the people against the billionaire elite class, against the Wall Street rigging of the markets, against all this stuff. And then when we finally beat them, when we finally redistribute their wealth, when we finally have them shut down, all organically, all legally by the books, then what do? They come out with the old saying, you're a white supremacist. I mean, this is going to be devastating to any credibility that the news or that these politicians on the left of the Democrat Party, any credibility they have left, I'm telling you, it is sinking faster than Melvin Capital.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all.
Anything else, Tyler?
I just wanted to thank you for everything y'all are doing over at InfoWars. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, that's awesome, man. We thank you. We're all in this together. Kind of like we're like the Gamergate 2.0 Wall Street Bets, just of news and information. And so we all hopped on this train of InfoWars long ago, and we're still here beating the rigged media, beating the fake news. So so we thank you as well. Let's go to Tim, also in Texas. He's been riding the Wall Street Bets wave. Tim, what would you like to talk about?
Yeah, I'd just like to talk about more of the politics side of this whole thing, because you had, you know, AOC and Rashida Tlaib on the Democrat side calling about, you know, getting some positive legislation done in terms of basically saying Robin Hood shouldn't have done this, TD Ameritrade shouldn't have done this in terms of limiting the buying on the stocks of GME, AMC, BlackBerry, stuff like that.
And I suspect, what do you think? How long is that going to last? How long is that rhetoric going to last? As soon as they find out that most of these people were Trump supporters and that Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and the rest are going to be siding with Wall Street.
Well, that's exactly a good point. Ted Cruz agreed with AOC, and then AOC called him a murderer on Twitter last night.
I saw that.
So you finally think that you're going to have some unity between the two parties, and then the Democrat Party can't ever come over and say, hey, you know, let's find the middle ground. They have to call somebody out on just being
which let's take basically this opportunity to explain what unity means to the Democrat Party. Unity to the Democrat Party is you do everything they want you to do. That's unity.
Mm-hmm.
Unity to the Democrat Party is you compromise everything and you give them everything. They're totalitarians. That's unity to them.
Exactly. Yep. There's no middle ground. It's basically you come to our side or else. And then it's interesting how Robinhood also started allowing trades today, but also in limited quantities. So it's still not free market capitalism at this point. It's basically we're all upholding to our government overlords or our financial overlords at this point.
Incredible. It's all being exposed. Tim, thank you so much for the call. Chris in California, what would you like to say about all of this?
Owen, I want to talk for a second about the fear that's being perpetuated out there about the price that these stocks are trading at right now. A lot of people are saying, hey, you know, these retail investors are going to get hurt because these companies aren't worth what they're trading at right now. And that's coming from a place of complete lack of knowledge. These companies have traded at these market caps before. And when I talk about market cap, that's a term that's basically loosely correlated to the value that a company has. So when you look at a stock like AMC, a company like AMC, that company is right now trading at a value of $5 billion. Now, I guarantee you, if Disney were to come along and offer them $20 billion to buy out AMC and basically go into their corporate monopolistic portfolio, where then Disney could utilize AMC to open up an e-commerce vertical play, right? They could basically monopolize AMC into their brand and do it for $20 billion. I guarantee you those same hacks that come on CNBC and talk about how this thing might be manipulated by Russia would come on and tell you that Disney made a fantastic purchase of AMC, and they actually came in and saved the retail investor, because what would happen is because AMC trades at $5 billion right now and they bought it for $20 billion, they would buy out those shares for four times what it trades at right now.
But wouldn't that actually just bail out? Wouldn't that actually just bail out the hedge fund managers, because they have to pay that number no matter what the company's worth?
It absolutely would, and that's what I'm saying, is it's the double standard, and it's the way that they would perceive it.
We're going to break here, Chris. Thank you for the call. This is just incredible. So much is being revealed, and it's just hilarious to see Biden in the White House as all this is going on, flopping around, can't even speak, needs note cards, being defeated intellectually by a pen. And it's just like, wow. So the world is awakening, but there's going to be pushback, no doubt. Alex Jones coming up on the other side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.